Hello and welcome to the Postcard from Gibraltar podcast. We've had some beautifully sunny days here in Gibraltar this week. The sky's been blue and it's been so lovely to get out and enjoy the fresh air. For some people though, the prospect of getting out and about can be difficult, especially when they're dealing with their new life as a mother. It could be the one thing you've always wanted to do with your life. You may have gone to college or university, got the career or job you always wanted, but the pinnacle of your dreams was to be a mum. But what happens when you become a mum and it isn't what you expected? Perhaps you're struggling with the loss of identity as a fully functioning human being who isn't just mummy. Or you're having difficulty coping with broken sleep and being up countless times in the night. For all the glossy magazine pictures and perfect family images online, there are thousands upon thousands of other families coping with colic, newborn illnesses, premature babies, traumatic births, and even the loss of their much-wanted babies, as well as the general drudgery that coping with young children brings. A new group supported by the Baby Steps charity is being set up in Gibraltar to help mothers who may be finding it hard to cope at the moment and need someone to share their experiences and perhaps get help with how they manage things. I caught up with psychotherapist Elaine Caetano to find out more.
We've started running groups with Baby Steps. It's a local charity supporting parents. What it is a group specifically for women who've suffered postnatal depression, although sometimes it's for, you know, women suffer from anxiety and depression before they have a child as well. So it just covers any sort of emotional distress around having children. And we've started this group last year. I run them for a set amount of sessions. So we've run a couple already last year and now we're starting a new one. So what we'd like to do is get the word out for women to sign up.
And what kind of benefit do you think there is for somebody who might be going through a hard time at the moment to come to a group and meet other people?
Yeah. I think just on the offset is to realise that there are other people who feel the same as you, and just to have a greater sense of okayness, then you can get into it a bit more and start to explore why you've been feeling the way you do, and try and work through stuff like that, and maybe take away some new skills like communication skills with your partner, or maybe just gain some awareness about how you've learned to deal with your emotions in the past, and then maybe start trying out different ways of managing your feelings. There's lots that can be done.
And what kind of form does this group take then?
It's a small group, 4 to 6 women, and we meet once a week for 90 minutes.
What kind of a role does trauma have postnatal?
Women can suffer traumatic losses through miscarriages. Also, births can be traumatic. Sometimes even just having a baby can be quite traumatic in itself. What happens is that in the group we get a lot of trauma emerging. And we can deal with that to a certain extent in a group setting.
I think some people underestimate what a big deal having a baby is, especially if you've had a career, you've given up your career, and your life changes completely overnight. What kind of effect does that have on the psyche?
It's a change of identity that you need to adapt to. Sometimes you're just grappling to find your new identity. Sometimes you might struggle with the way that society sees you or expects you to be and how you want to be. And especially in Gibraltar, with families being so close, people telling you what you need to be doing. And sometimes some people need a little help with developing self-esteem to just confidently say, this is how I'm going to do things, or actually, this is absolutely fine, you know, what I'm deciding to do. I use the concept of a good enough mother quite a lot with this group, and that's to help women feel that they really are, most women are really doing enough, but they just beat themselves up about not having got it quite right or needing to do more or do better. And a lot of it is just pressure that we put on ourselves and pressure that society puts on us. And I think it's really helpful when women just feel, you know, okay with what they're doing, because most women, you know, most people are managing fine.
I think there's a big thing in the media, certainly, about mummy guilt and the fact that you, whatever you're doing, whether you've given up your job to be a full-time mum or whether you're doing it part-time or however you're going to be doing it, you always feel guilty about something that you're not doing.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of pressure on women within society. Yeah, that's what one of the things that I wanted to do to help with the movement of empowering women.
If somebody's interested in, you know, they're interested in coming along and finding out more, what should they do?
Just get in touch with me or Baby Steps. Happy to be contacted whenever somebody contacts me about anything to do with therapy or counselling. It's confidential, so you know, nobody else will find out that we've had a chat. So you can just call me for a confidential chat on 54001238, or get in touch via Facebook. I've got a profile with my name there, Elaine Gaetano.
Thank you to Elaine for taking the time to speak to me about the group. If you're interested in it or know someone who may benefit from finding out about it, I've included her contact details in the show notes. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this episode of the Postcard from Gibraltar podcast. If you want to be sure not to miss the next episode, please either subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, or you can find me on the Podomatic app for Android and iOS devices. You'll also be able to find me at postcardfromgibraltar.com and on Facebook. I'm also on Twitter and Instagram as Postcard from Gib. Until next time, goodbye for now.